Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. All right, ladies, welcome back. So today we have with us Lindsay Hermsmeyer. Lindsay helps ambitious women become purposeful leaders and thriving entrepreneurs, excelling both professionally and personally. A dynamic entrepreneur and former college athlete with a background in basketball and rodeo, Lindsay has co-founded and built businesses alongside her husband. Her extensive experience as a coach combined with her training in life and leadership coaching fuels her deep commitment to personal growth and development. So welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, likewise. I know that we connected a couple months back. I feel like, was it a month or two ago? I don't even know. But it feels like a lifetime ago because the way that this world is going so quick, right? And Lindsay and I just connected over just one, for our love of God, and two, just we love our business and we're passionate about the works that we do. It's about empowering ambitious, go-getting women to create a life that they absolutely love, to become their best and most confident versions of themselves. And so, Lindsay, I know that you work specifically with athletes, but also women that are looking for that more. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more some of the background story that got you into the works as a former athlete. I know that that has a big part in your story.
Absolutely. Ever since I was young, I enjoyed playing sports. And of course, I grew up in a Christian home, definitely wasn't perfect. But even though growing up in a great environment, I still found myself putting my identity in sports. So when I got to college, it became evident that basketball was kind of my identity. And so thankfully, the Lord revealed that to me. And it wasn't until years later that I considered getting into coaching. I always saw myself as a coach to ambitious women and getting to work with former athletes or women who want to grow and pursue and excel personally and professionally. And as we know, when we're pursuing growth in our career, it a lot of it stems from our personal life. If we aren't being purposeful at home, it's going to be real hard to excel and be purposeful and just continuing to serve them as well and help them make lives better.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what we do here through and through with the Confident Woman. And when you grow up having that identity attached to our output and what we do, sometimes it feels like without that, I don't want to say achievement per se, or the success or the accolades that come with what we pursue, that we hold so true to our identity. So I want to take it back for a moment here. You had mentioned about growing up, you had those Christian values and you had that belief, but then it kind of, you didn't find your identity in Christ. You didn't find it in who you are as the identity that Lindsay helped shape, but found through what you can produce and what you can perform. And I think that it resonates with me deeply. I'm a former fitness competitor, and my book is titled Chasing Perfection. You know, it's how do we chase that perfection when we're looking externally to fill a void internally? And a lot of that comes down to our core identity and that identity of how we identify, but also the identity that goes back into our beliefs and our values and what we hold as our truth. So I'd love for you to unpack those identities so that we don't tie our truth and our identity to the labels of what we can do, because without the production, there is no core, right? So let's talk about the core and the identity.
Yeah, the core and the identity. Oh man. So I think it was sophomore year, and just some things. I was playing college basketball at the time. And at this time, I'd been putting my identity in who I was spending time with and how I was performing in basketball. When that kind of started not going well, I had to learn so many other things about myself. And actually, this is just coming to mind right now, that when we have that thing that we thought was our identity and that kind of is removed, and people talk about that all the time, especially athletes, it's when that's gone or there's an injury that happens, it can change the way we see ourselves. But the thing is, when I had this time of this shouldn't be my identity, the Lord helped me find other things about me that started to draw out. I think in some ways, I learned so much about communication during that time. That's something that I really enjoy getting to encourage others. I had to, instead of focusing on how I was performing, I needed to be more selfless and encourage others and continue through that. So yeah, it's like those identities of not honing in so much on that one thing. Maybe it's that one thing that from two people said we were good at, but maybe that changes. So now women, they want to go after something. When as humans, we're created that way. God created us for purpose. But if that identity that we thought we were good at, maybe we were, is now gone, what are we going to go after now? So I think that's what I really enjoy working with women on, is like, how can we have that intentionality? That's part of my grit framework, is intentionality. That's the I in grit. How are we, I really liked how you brought in core values. How are we bringing in our core values, our strengths, all of these things to then now pursue something that's life-giving, that's purposeful, and that is aligned with what God has called us to do. So yeah, I really like your question. It's not always easy to pursue our purpose. Absolutely not. Sometimes it's really cruddy because the enemy doesn't want us to, but there's so much freedom in knowing that this is what we're made for. And so if we are feeling down in the dumps, like we don't have purpose, that's not, God created us for more.
Right. Let's bring it back for a moment. When you spoke about being an athlete and so much of our identity is wrapped up in what we can produce and perform, but then what happens when we have an injury? What happens when we have a setback? What happens when that identity is no longer tied to what we can do? So I always take that approach of, like, we hear this in life and in business too. We think that if we do more, we can have more, and then we'll be more. We'll be successful. We'll be happy. We'll be content. We'll be rich, wealthy, whatever that being aspect is. What I realized in my own journey, very similar to what you're talking about, I had a huge setback as a bodybuilding competitor, ruptured my disc, and all of a sudden, I couldn't even lift. I was told I would never lift again. All the things that I had worked to overcome and pursue was now taken from me. And that quick identity that I worked so hard for was quickly up in smoke. And then who am I? And so that really set me on this path of personal growth and self-discovery. But I say all that to bring us back to, when we have to ask ourselves who we are, that is the question that at a core. So it's not about what we can do, and it's not about what we can have, so that we can then become the person that is worthy of accepting, worthy of love, worthy of receiving, worthy, right? So that model that we've been conditioned to chase is no longer one that fits who we are, because that identity is not found in what we can produce or perform. That is already found within. So we've taken that narrative and we flip the script. So now it's about, who do we be so that we can do the works that we're inclined to do, so that we can have this purpose-driven life. So everything that the world tells us to do, we need to flip the script and rewrite that from the truth. And where that truth is found in your identity.
Absolutely.
Okay. So moving on. I love these conversations. Oh, I can dive into identity. It's really why I'm so passionate about that, is because it literally changes everything in our life. Because the minute that we become clear on who we are, then knowing that we were created with, on, and for a purpose, everything else, all that noise out there, all becomes canceled out. We have one path, one purpose, one life, and that is the identity that we pursue. So Lindsay, as you're continuing this journey and recognizing in your own struggles, in your own discovery as well, you recognize that communication was big. Can you share a little bit more about what that is and some of the challenges? Because I really want to tackle and unpack those struggles, those stripes. What were you thinking? What were you feeling? So that our listeners can really take shape and say, wow, that's me, or that was me.
Yeah, for sure. So good. It's that who before do. I think it was Craig Rochelle who talks about that. It's so simple, so streamlined. It's who before do. And I think a lot of times we go into, what am I going to do? What action steps do I need to take? But it is that, yeah, who are we? So who before do. That's so good. So yeah, as far as communication goes, I mean, it was not fun in this season. I had to have, I think through college, I had to have a lot of tough conversations that I had never had to have before. I was always through high school and stuff that, and still am, peacemaker. I'm not going to go out, make drama, all of that stuff. But when something does pop up in our lives where either we need to set boundaries in like a, I'm cutting you out of my life, it's healthy boundaries, where I'm sitting up for myself when I need to, communicating with the person in order to understand where they're coming from. My husband and I have been able to be a part of a group where this brilliant coach and his wife have taught us more about communication in marriage or leadership. And it gets me so excited because it's in every area of our life. I think as women, we don't recognize these strengths or we'll downplay them. And at the time, it can feel like we don't notice what the strengths are until later somebody says it. A year ago, my husband and some people told me you're really good at communicating through tough things. And so I'm just continually trying to develop that. And I'm thankful for it. I have a lot more learning to do. But yeah, in those moments, it doesn't make sense while we're going through it, while we're learning about this specific skill. But in the end, it can, God uses it for the good of others and getting to serve others.
Absolutely. And how do we see ourselves from a different perspective so we can identify what we're good at? And I think that that's a challenge that so many of us struggle with because we're so close to our mess. We're so close to our imperfections. We're so close to all the things that we may or may not be afraid to even speak out. Maybe we think that we're weird, we're awkward, we're an introvert when everyone wants us to be extrovert. All these things, we feel there's we're never enough because we allow that noise to come into our mind and control that. And so I know that a lot of the work that you do is deep mindset work, especially when we talk about sports, faith, entrepreneurship, personal growth, all those areas. How can we become holistically whole in a way that feels aligned with integrity and our purpose? And so I want to unpack a little bit of that as well, because when we talk about conditioning and training, and I'm using these words because when we talk about athlete, you don't have to go be a professional sports athlete or a former athlete or anything, right? Athletes have something that is unique and different that I think that is the core message of today, is that it's the power of self-discipline and self-control. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that us as go-getting women who are in business or are leaders in our business, we need to practice that. That is a muscle that needs to be strengthened. So you don't have to be on the court or in the field to have that discipline and control. Your what you do with your clients, it prepares and trains them as if they were athletes. So share a little bit more about that intersection of what it is from faith and sports and how we can really hit the nail on the head and really become that best version, no matter what we're striving for.
So good. All right. I'm excited to dive into this. First of all, again, I kind of want to go back to, you mentioned we are enough. And I listened to a podcast yesterday or today or something. And I think the worldly, it's like if we say to ourselves enough, I am enough, I am enough, then we'll take that on. But here's the thing, the podcast I listened to was like, we aren't enough. And it was like, wait a minute, what? And we aren't. And because of Christ, we can. And so I had forgot about that perspective. And so that was a great reminder. And I just wanted to share that with listeners too, that we don't have to constantly strive to be enough, because obviously getting closer to the Lord will feel more whole. And so just wanted to encourage listeners with that. But that intersection between athletes and who we are now and becoming that person that we want to be. So many people talk about that, is who are we becoming? And so I have this grit framework that I love using. And so the G in grit is growth. Growth isn't just about what we achieve. It's about who you become in the process too. So it's a foundation of your transformation from athlete to leader. And I think as athletes or ambitious women, we want to set a goal and we're going to achieve that. Or if we don't, we feel like a failure or all of these things. And failing is not bad. But something that I've switched my mindset to is that growth mindset more. Not that I throw goals out the window. They're still amazing. We still need those places to pinpoint where we want to be. But yeah, having that growth mindset that who are we becoming in the process? How can I grow through this instead? How do I just get through this? So I think so many times if we're going through some tough season, and I'm guilty of this too, I just want to get through this. But the real question is, what opportunity is in this for me to grow through it? And man, that can be so much more momentum giving or just life giving in general. And so then we can look back, who did I become in that? And then that R in grit is resilience, the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. So I remember a time I am pushing in rodeo to make it to nationals. And if you're not familiar with rodeo, I'll try to kind of explain it in a great way, but you want to place in the top 10 at least each weekend to be able to gain those points to go to nationals. And so I kept placing fifth, and it was driving me nuts. We had to do better than this. Essentially, this resilience mindset, no, you're doing great. Stay here and obviously work to get better, but you're still building up those points. You're still just keep doing what you're doing. And that year I ended up making it to nationals. And so it's just fun to, even though things don't seem like they're going just right, just that resilience to keep pushing through. Obviously, there's seasons where it's time to rest or take inventory of what God wants us to do. And then the I in grit is intentionality and more intention. So just purposefulness, like we talked about earlier, that deliberate action. And so as athletes, we practiced with intention practiced all the time. We got those reps in. We focused on our goals. And so now purposeful decisions now going into our personal life and our career, whatever that looks like. So, and then the T in grit, tenacity, quality or fact of being very determined. And it's a mental and moral strength to resist opposition. So I thought it was interesting. According to Forbes, tenacity is a fierce blend of determination, persistence, and grit. And again, there's that word grit. So for leaders in their organizations, they say it can mean a difference between failure or success. And again, success can be defined differently for different people, but it can take a team from doing all right to thriving. And that's a word that I love and help my clients with. It's how can we thrive personally and professionally, not just ho-hum through life.
It's so true. And I love the framework because it really does break it down. The grit framework is G is growth, R is resilience, I is intentionality, and T is tenacity. So when you walk your clients through this framework, and I challenge those that are listening to also take note on this too, because Lindsay did such a great job of explaining what this is. So when we talk about growth, what is growth? Growth is any obstacle or challenge that we can overcome. And so when we open our minds from a fixed mindset, which is just saying, okay, well, this sucks, this had to be done, blah, 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 right? We're expanding that into our growth mindset, which allows us now to enter into a stage of what I call curiosity, because that curiosity will help us seek the growth aspects of it. So instead of saying, okay, well, this is the way I've always done it, or this is the way I've done it, and I still got the results, but I'm stuck at this plateau and I can't move forward, because we could see this show up in so many areas of our lives. But I challenge those listeners to ask yourself, what can you learn in every and any situation? Always look back at whatever you've gone through or are about to go through with that open mind and say, okay, well, if this doesn't work out, what could be possible? Or if this doesn't work out, at least I know I tried and there's going to be something to gain from that. There's never a loss, especially when you're growing. And I think that you can really resonate with that, because how many times do we take these losses? When we lose, it's not a direct impact to who you are as an individual. It's just an opportunity to show you something new and different. And even though there's so much to gain, there's always something that you can look forward to and expand. And that curiosity will always say, what can I learn from this? What can I do differently? How can I become a better version? So that growth will always keep you on your toes. And when you talk about resilience, being resilient is it really is the pinnacle of what confidence is, because confidence, well, you don't get confident overnight. It's not something I always thought is that you're born with it. It's an innate instinctive value that is in all of us. It's a characteristic trait, but not many of us are strengthening that confidence muscle. And I always say that confidence comes through consistency, and consistency comes through repetition over time. So consistency compounded over time yields results. So what happens when you get setback? You get back up, because nobody is ever a winner 100% of the time. Somebody will eventually lose. It's just the reality of life. Then when you talk about intentionality, being intentional, meaning this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to say. These are the action steps. So when we convert our mind and our thought processes to the action, which is the commitment of doing. So setting those intentions, again, aligning this with your values. And then tenacity, as you said, it's about being determined through that grit and through the framework to be tenacious, to go after it regardless of the outcome, because you know that there's something greater for you on that other side. And so I love this framework. For those listening, go back and listen to what Lindsay had shared, or, you know, take a moment to really ask yourself, in what area are you growing and what areas are you becoming more resilient and intentional and building up that tenacious muscle? So thank you, Lindsay. This was great on the framework because it's so practical. But I do have a question also, because I want you to share a little bit some of your own personal sides of things. Of what were some of the challenges that you could share as examples that led you to creating this framework? Because I know it had to come from something that you personally experienced, right?
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. I said I started out playing college basketball. I ended up transferring to then compete in college rodeo. Switching sports was great, and I'm thankful I did it for sure. But it definitely came with its growing pains, meeting new people, being on a new team. For those familiar with rodeo, just like with so many sports too, grit is a necessity. Through my personal story, I think that I graduated COVID year. So many people have COVID stories, so I won't go deep into that. But I think anyone graduating, okay, then what? You know, I remember being at a rodeo somewhere in Kansas, and it was like, okay, so this rodeo is going to get shut down and your season is over. And that is just such a crazy feeling. And I know so many people experience that. So this thing that I pursued for so long, put so many reps in, and I like how you mentioned practicing and putting in the reps, and now it's done. And So during that time, that's kind of where that resilience, that growth, That grit, intention, all of those things were building. But it wasn't until after college where I had to make intentional decisions on, okay, what am I going to do next in order to not just stay where I'm at? That meant, what am I going to do? What am I going to pursue for career? I graduated with a biology degree and was thinking, go further into the medical field somewhere, but I didn't know for sure. And I think that so many people, we have what God has put in on our heart, but it hadn't formed yet. And so thank goodness God brought coaching into my life. And so I remember making those intentional choices after college to get in community. That was one of them. I knew I couldn't just stay where I was in that sense. So I actually moved and was around. I got to be around great people. One of my really great friends, we'd meet up, encourage each other. How could we push each other? And got to play basketball with a group of people at a local church there. And then I got to pursue my career at that time too. So through all of that, I think just learning it, man, we can stay stuck for so long. And I think there's different seasons where we can get stuck. But how are we going to get out of it? What are we going to do that's intentional? I listened to something a long time ago. You might be going through a dry season, whether it's spiritually or in your business or whatever it is. And that's okay. It's okay to hold space for that moment, but don't stay there. And so that was their encouragement. What are you doing little by little to get out of that place? And so I suppose that's kind of part of my story too. And as you were talking, it made me think of an analogy I heard too. When we're growing and trying to get better, it can feel so defeating. But there's this picture of, say you're going upstairs, and each time you come to a plateau, is that ceiling that we hit. There's that frustration, or why can't I do better at this? Or why does this have that failure, or whatever we might determine is for us. But the thing is, again, how are we going to move past that? And the thing is, too, each time we break through that ceiling, the point is to break through ceilings quicker next time. And it might be a while till we hit that ceiling again, but we are just constantly moving up, moving towards the goal or the definition of success for us, the point is to get through it quicker. Or maybe it's a bigger problem that, man, 5 years ago, there's things that I'm doing right now that I would not have known about. I wouldn't have known what to do. And just keeping that mindset of we're continually pushing through ceilings so that we can be better at it in the future or faster, whatever it is. We're stronger through it all. So yeah, just want to encourage listeners with that too.
That's so true, because how many times do we keep going and we feel like we're just banging our heads on the wall? And maybe it's not the wall ahead of us. It's the ceiling ahead above us. Mm-hmm. And we're banging our head there and we're just wondering, how can we get through this next level, this new season, this new chapter? And I think that sometimes we get stuck in the how, and we focus on all the things that we don't have, or our past has only gotten us to where we're at today. I hope you get the point, is that your level of thinking has gotten you as far as you are today.
Ooh.
It will not get you to that next level. We need to up-level our mind. We need to up-level our thought process, and we need to up-level even our community, the people we surround ourselves with. We need to up-level entirely. That was huge. When I recognize that in my journey, sometimes you're going up this path and it's just you, yourself, and you know, me, myself, and I, right? And sometimes you just build that confidence like, dang, I got this. And all of a sudden, whoa, I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm doing, right? So as confident women, we battle with self-doubt. We battle with these thoughts and we battle with this. So it's not like you're ever just on and you've got it and you're crushing it all the time. There will always be setbacks. There will always be challenges. But when you approach it with that growth mindset and you recognize that this isn't happening to you, this is happening for you, you start to shift that paradigm. You shift that perspective and you can start asking those questions as to how you can get to that next level. So as you're walking through your own journey, your own experiences, and you take your clients on this journey as well, what are some of the questions or some of the commonalities that you hear amongst the women you work with that can really speak on this particular topic?
Great question. I think, man, my mind kind of goes in different directions, but overwhelm comes to mind. There was definitely a time where when I was hearing so much of that, that as driven women, we do want to improve and move forward, but we get so overwhelmed by the things we should be doing or the things we think we should be doing. And it gets so overwhelming. And then we just stop. Where there is overwhelm, not many times there's not progress. So I just encourage, start small with the simple stuff. I think that we want to tackle everything all at once. And again, that's awesome to have that drive, that determination. But where are we channeling it? And so that's a lot of times what I like to talk about is, as an athlete, we have these characteristics, or just as driven women in general, and how are we channeling that now to our personal and professional lives? So yeah, I see a lot of that, or those things that I should be doing this, this, and this. And it's great. Let's take the small steps to get there, but let's minimize overwhelm, because otherwise we'll stay stuck. So yeah, I like your question.
Yeah. And we hear this a lot too. I mean, we get frustrated by our own lack of progress. And so we get stuck in that overwhelm and overthinking. And eventually you throw your hands up and you're like, I'm over it, right? So when we recognize that, what are some of the tips or strategies that you would say, what can we do at this point when we recognize that we're the ones holding ourselves back at this point?
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a more tactical thing. It's impacted my life like crazy. For the longest time, I was like, man, I want to be that person that gets up early, early. And I've had seasons where, yeah, I get up early, get a workout and do all this. But I was in a season of, I want to do more. I want to be more effective in my mornings. And with kind of feeling convicted of it too. I just feel like I'm rushing in the morning. I am not my best self. And so this is when I messaged a friend and I was like, hey, do you want to do this with me? So we started this morning routine that included the things that were kind of on our heart to be doing. And like I said, this is kind of a tactical thing, but it can turn into something that really impacts our life and sets us up for success during our day. And I notice when I don't do this, I feel less overwhelmed when I start my morning with a workout and reading. And I am not perfect at this. It looks different sometimes too, but again, start small with the simple stuff. We challenged each other to literally keep it to like two things that morning that could help us grow in our relationship with the Lord or whatever it looked like. And I'm a better wife because of it. I'm a better, all the things relationally, it helps a lot and minimizes that overwhelm as well. Because by the end of the day, if I hadn't done these things that I wanted to, I was so frustrated at myself. And I'd take it out on somebody like my husband or whatever. And then it was finally, I need to be intentional and get this done in the morning so that whatever comes my way during that day, I am more prepared. Like I said, I'm not perfect at this, but it has impacted my life in big ways. And so that is something I like to encourage people with. That is one of the things I take my clients through, is starting their day out right.
And how important is that to have a morning routine? And when we talk about morning routines, I just want to preface that it's not one of those things that you see with all the gurus and the people on social media where they're up at like 2 a.m. and they do like these cold plunges and then the sauna and then the infrared and then they get this and then they, and it's like, dang, that's just exhausting hearing about it. So I want to challenge you listening that your morning routine is one that you can adhere to and sustain over time. Because when you wake up and you have those, the bookends that start your day and end your day, having some sort of structure and a routine, especially if you're working at home or you're running your business or multiple businesses and you are in multiple places and you just feel like you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, right? Like, oh my gosh, how am I going to hold all this together? Because it is, again, we're go-getters. How do we manage and balance it all so that we can have it all and do it all and meanwhile, not crack that smile, right? That you don't break that smile because you got to look so perfectly doing it all together. Those are things that I think that as we are on our own paths of personal growth, of self-discovery, what we share on this podcast with our guests, with the bits and pieces that I sprinkle out, even through those episodes, the content that we create on The Confident Woman, our whole goal is to provide little nuggets, little tidbits that you can pick up and give it a try. If it works, if it doesn't, cool, scrap it. And we're just here to spread word of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. So as Lindsay just shared so beautifully, she recognized the need for that morning routine. And if you don't have somebody that can help hold you accountable, reach out. We have people in the Confident Woman community group, or reach out to Lindsay. These are things that you are never meant to do alone. It might feel lonely because it's your personal journey, but we're all on the same path going in a similar direction. So why can't we join hands and collectively get there faster? So Lindsay, I'd love for you to share with our listeners how they can learn more about you, follow along on your journey, and just be a part of the space in the growing community that you have as well.
Yeah. Really quick, one quote that I always like to share is, our lives are moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. When I heard that in college, that impacted me big. So I always want to share that with people too, is what are the thoughts we're having? Because that's the direction our life is going. So just want to encourage people with that. But yeah, they can connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, at Lindsay Hermsmeyer. I would love to connect there. I also offer a free consultation if they're interested in learning about how to work with me. And so that's just, it's a zero pressure call where we get to know each other and see if it's a great fit or not. And so, and in my grid program, there's accountability, like we've talked about, community, there's one-on-one coaching, just a lot of things packed into this program. And so, yeah, those are kind of some ways they can connect with me. And I'd love to share a free resource too about how to start this morning routine and creating a routine for success, whatever success looks like for you. So I'd love to share that.
Absolutely. And so, of course, all that will be in the show notes below. So be sure to give Lindsay a follow. And again, if this episode resonates, please reach out, let her know. So Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.